May I say something very lovingly to you, to us? Be very careful about who you hang around with and who you gather around you. Be careful about who you're listening to. Watch out. Your spiritual leadership can become seriously diminished by the influence of the wrong people. Spiritual leadership is so critical. This issue of the right people, get the right people on the right bus for the right journey, then get them sitting in the right seats on the right bus. Spiritual leadership is a powerful thing God has given us.
The book of Daniel is rich with insight that will help us live our life today. So let's open God's Word together with Dr. Don Wilson. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And in this study on Daniel, we're going to gain insight on about what not only Daniel understood about the power of God, but what you and I can understand and how it can be a part of our daily attitude towards everything we face. Not only what we act towards, but what we react towards in the power of God in us. As we study the Word, know that we're available for you. We'd love to pray with you and for you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673, or we'll connect online as well at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton on The Encouraging Word.
Turn with me in your Bibles tonight to Daniel chapter 6. We are moving slowly but surely through the book of Daniel. And I'm going to say to you that beginning at Daniel chapter 7 and verse 1, we're going to move into a tremendous time of prophecy. And in fact, we're going to be studying some remarkable things and making a lot of connections into the book of Revelation and a lot of practical applications related to our lives today. What does God have to say to us today? But before we get to chapter 7, we've got to go through chapter 6. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel chapter 6 is about Daniel in the lion's den. How many of you have ever heard of Daniel in the lion's den? Would you raise your hand, please? All right, that's what I suspected. I want to share something with you tonight. When I got to Daniel chapter 6 for this Bible study tonight, I will confess to you that I found myself saying, Lord, everybody knows about Daniel in the lion's den. In fact, we learned about that from when we were just the smallest little people. We studied about it. We sang about Daniel in the lion's den. It's a wonderful story. It makes for good drama in the church. And I grew up knowing all about Daniel in the lion's den, and that's wonderful. And so I read and reread and reread chapter 6 of the book of Daniel. And I began to ask myself this question, Lord, why did you put Daniel in a lion's den just prior to the beginning of chapter 7? Lord, is it possible that there is something there that I haven't seen? Is it possible, Lord, that my having become so accustomed to Daniel in the lion's den has blinded me to the truth of what you want me to know? And I began to agonize and pray over this passage and spent a lot of time just sitting there looking at it, reading it, asking God to speak to my heart. And I can't explain it to you, and this may not be anything dramatic for you here tonight, but it was Thursday this week, and as I sat down and as I began to pray in my study at home, and it was late at night, all of a sudden, God spoke to my heart. All of a sudden, just in a flash, in a moment, God began to show me something in this chapter that I personally had never seen. God began to write something in my heart from Daniel's experience in the lion's den. And all of a sudden, everything became clear to me. I don't know what these things are called, Brother Eddie, but you can go down there to the mall, and they have these pictures that when you look at them, they just garbled. I mean, they just, everything runs together and it doesn't look like a picture. I don't know what you call the thing, but doesn't look like a picture, at least to me. They have these little booths down there at Westgate Mall, and they have them all over the place, and you'll see people just standing there. And you go and have a look at one of these pictures, and when you look at it initially, it's just a whole lot of colors and everything. And then as you begin to concentrate, all of a sudden, I mean, it's just like you can click your finger, suddenly the picture begins to take shape and form, and there it is. It's an animal, or it's a cross on a hillside, or it's someone riding a motorbike, or it's a home, or it's a beautiful panoramic scene down at the coast somewhere. And all of a sudden, what once was perhaps a little bit obscure, excepting for the colors which we readily identify, it becomes very clear to us. That was my experience with Daniel chapter 6, and if you would allow me to, I want to share with you what God put on my heart. As I looked at Daniel chapter 6, and I'm not going to read it again, we're going to rather work through it verse and section by section tonight, I began to see that what God was doing, God was putting Daniel through a final series of tests in order to prove to Daniel that Daniel was fit and prepared enough to be used mightily of God, and in his particular context, that Daniel would be God's chosen prophet to carry the future of the world in his heart. God began to speak to my own heart. God began to say to me simply this, Don Wilton, if you want God to use you, if you want the blessings of God to come upon you, you have got to be prepared to go through a series of tests that God will bring about to pass. You and I will never become instruments in the hands of God unless we're prepared to do it. You and I will never become the leaders that God wants us to be unless we're prepared to go through what God wants us to go through. You and I are never going to become the mothers and the fathers and the grandfathers and the men and women of influence in our community if we're not prepared to allow God to put us through tests. Now, beloved friends, sometimes that's the most difficult thing, because if you'd gone to Daniel before he entered the lion's den and said to him, Daniel, what can you tell us about the lion's den? All he could have said to you was, I'm a dead man. Daniel didn't know that he was going to be delivered in that manner. Daniel was being put through the ultimate test of his faith. Faith means that we walk according to God's standards and precepts and basic presuppositions. We don't walk according to that which we see and that which we know. God says to us, listen, if you want to know where you're going before you get there, I cannot use you. If you want to know about tomorrow before you finish today from a spiritual perspective, I cannot use you. Because if you know about tomorrow before you get there, it means that you do not depend upon me. It means that I am irrelevant as far as your life is concerned, which means you have no dependability in my eyes, which means that I cannot use you, God says. I'm going to say to you, beloved friends, that God puts us through these tests at different arenas, different times, different stages in our lives. Some of us tonight are going through those tests even as we speak. Some of you are sitting here tonight and you're saying, wait a minute, I'm in the midst of a lion's den. I cannot see the beginning from the end. There's no light at the tunnel, and I cannot even see the tunnel, let alone the light. I don't know that I can ever get through this. I'm destitute. I'm unhappy. I'm in a hole. I'm struggling. I'm looking for meaning in life. I don't know where to turn to. And God says, excuse me, who am I? And so I went back and began to study in chapter 1. And I began to discover that God was about to use Daniel in a big way. And everything that happened to Daniel from chapter 1 to the end of chapter 6 was preparatory in nature. But chapter 6 is a microcosm of the macrocosm of his life. Chapter 6 is God bringing everything up to a climactic expression, to a crescendo. There was about to be launched into the heavens a cacophony of sound in agreement with the will of God that Daniel was indeed the man that God would use. And it comes only at the end of chapter 6. You know, I often look at successful business people. You can go to most people in life who have established themselves and they have built a business and a home and all those kinds of things. There are very, 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 very few people in this life, folks, who gain success without having to put in some jolly hard work to get there. There are very, very few Tiger Woodses in this world. But I'm going to tell you that even Tiger Woods has had to spend hour upon hour upon hour upon hour upon hour upon hour ever since he was 2 bricks and a ticky high, hitting a little thing called a golf ball, so that today he may be making multi-millions of dollars. But I'll tell you something, it came at a price. We're living in a generation today where more and more of our people believe that you don't have to do anything to gain everything. We're living in the day and age of big contracts. We've said it tongue in cheek so many times. Many people in America believe that manual labor is the president of Mexico. People are afraid to get down and do some jolly hard work and pay the price to get to where they need to go. Nothing comes easy. And God is saying, hold on a minute. What are you talking about making money or signing contracts or building houses or having families? I'm talking about you being used of God as a man and as a woman of influence. And I want to use you, but before I use you, I'm going to check out whether or not you're worth using. I wonder how many people there are on a daily basis who fail God's tests. And so it was that I went back to the beginning of Daniel's journey and I noticed that Daniel had a good beginning. You'll remember in chapter 1 and verse 8, Daniel resolved in his heart, the Bible says, not to defile himself with the royal food. He made a decision. He got off to a good beginning.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on the Encouraging Word broadcast. He'll be back in just a moment with more of this great message from the book of Daniel. But we want you to know that we're here for you. We're connecting right now online at tewonline.org. That's our website. And when you come on the front page, you'll see a great deal about the Ann Graham Lotz book Dr. Don has chosen as our special emphasis this month. It's called Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. It's not just about refueling on those Sundays or weekend worship experiences, or even on a daily basis with us here with Dr. Don Wilton and the Encouraging Word, but a constant companion. That's what Jesus is to you and me. I pray you'd discover more about how to get your copy by calling us at 866-899-WORD. Jot the number down. That's 866-899-9673. That number is not only available to get you connected with books like the Ann Graham Lotz book or one of Dr. Wilton's books, but it's also, we're here to pray for you anytime, day or night, at 866-899-9673. If you'd rather get with us keyboard to keyboard, you can meet us on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. We'd love to give you more information about the Jesus in Me book and so many other resources that will help you grow in your faith. After the Encouraging Word broadcast is over, there's still a wonderful place to connect 24 hours a day. It's theencouragingword.org. You can visit our message archives, download Dr. Wilton's sermons, or sign up for our weekly podcast. A favorite button on our website is the prayer request button, where you can share a prayer request or personal need. Maybe you have a praise report or a testimony. Let us know so we can rejoice with you as well. You can also sign up for our daily Bible guide and have devotions sent to your email every single day. Now, if you have a question about your salvation, perhaps questions about how to share your faith with a friend, let us walk you through the steps to a personal relationship with Jesus and the ability to share that with others. If you're looking for a book from Dr. Wilton or maybe a CD or DVD, we have resources ready to send to you at the click of a button. No matter what the reason, we hope you'll connect with us today online at theencouragingword.org. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
In chapters 2-5, he has a very solid middle. In other words, he goes through interpretations of dreams, ups and downs, a little persecution here and there, some of the tests of time. He has to honor King Nebuchadnezzar. He has to play the game right, but he stands tall. He's deliberate. He does what he's supposed to do. And so he goes on through chapter 5. And when we come into chapter 6, we find that Daniel is riding the crest of a wave. Look there in verse 29 of chapter 5. Then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple, a gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. Daniel had arrived, folks. Daniel was a man who could have sat back and said, you know, I've paid the price, I've stood the test, I'm ready, God put it on me. And God said, hold on, you still got some rough edges. There's still a few more things that I need to check out. And so it was that as I sat in my study and began to study this passage, I believe that God put Daniel through a series of tests in Daniel chapter 6 that culminated ultimately in the approval of God upon Daniel's life. And in my own life, I began to ask God whether or not I was being the kind of person that God wanted me to be. I began to ask the Lord what else there was that I needed to go through in order to make me the kind of person that God wanted me to be. I came to the point in my life that I said to the Lord in the quietness of my own study, I said, Lord, when one day I go on to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever I'm able to accomplish for you, am I accomplishing everything for you that I'm able to accomplish today? And if I'm not, are you perhaps telling me that I need to continue to go through a series of tests in order to get to the point at which I am going to be able to be used of you to the maximum? Am I reaching your potential? Not my potential for me, your potential for me. Am I doing that which is well-pleasing in your sight? And so it is I began to look at the life of Daniel, and I'm going to walk us through these tests that Daniel had to go through, and God will perhaps apply them to our own hearts. First of all, there was the test of favor. I want you to notice in verse 1 of chapter 6 that it pleased Darius, the new king, to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom with 3 administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. Daniel, at the end of chapter 5 and beginning in chapter 6, was immediately put through the test of favor with mankind. Now, friends, listen to me. There is nothing more wonderful than being popular. There is nothing more wonderful than finding favor with your fellow man. There's nothing more wonderful than people saying, you know, he's a jolly good chap. There's nothing more wonderful than knowing that society and the community think highly of you. But for the Christian man, God puts you and I through the test of favor. And what he watches is not our popularity rating. What he watches is what we do with our popularity. That's what God watches. Daniel found favor. Daniel was a man of God. He was different. In fact, he was someone who came from outside in. Daniel was a man who found extreme favor in the sight of King Darius, of the Medes and the Persians. Daniel was a man who had high principles, and Daniel rose like cream to the top. He was put in charge, and he found favor. And I believe that God began to watch Daniel to see what kind of man he was going to become when he found himself at the top. Let me tell you a couple of people who rise to the top. If you are a grandfather or a grandmother, you have risen to the top. You have found favor. If you've got grandchildren, you are esteemed above all. If you're a business leader, you found favor. If you have your own business, you found favor. If you're a pastor of a church, you found favor. If you're a school teacher, you found favor. God puts us in varying positions in life, and he tells us, listen, I want you to know that you found favor, and I'm watching you. I'm watching what you're doing with the favor that you found. But he doesn't leave it there. Note the second test, the test of responsibility. You see, whenever there is favor, there is responsibility that walks hand in hand with it. Look at verse, second part of verse 2. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. It's called responsibility. And what God was doing to Daniel was that he was saying to him, Daniel, listen, I'm not only going to cause great favor to come upon you from the highest ruler in the land, but I'm going to accompany that favor with increased responsibility. I want to see what you're going to do with the responsibility that you've got. If we want to put it into modern day terminology, what God was saying to Daniel was, listen, favor is always accompanied by example. In other words, the higher you rise, the more God expects of you in terms of your personal responsibility. We have a far greater responsibility to do that which is well-pleasing in the sight of God. And the higher we become in society and in favor with man, we have a responsibility to please God. So I should imagine that somewhere in the scheme of things that God was looking down upon Daniel and watching him. Other people were accountable to Daniel. He was responsible before God, and God wanted to watch what he was doing with it. Let's talk about it for a minute. Perhaps you have a business tonight. You have responsibility. What are you doing with it? Perhaps you have money tonight. What are you doing with it? Perhaps you're a father or a mother tonight. What are you doing with it? How responsible are you? God's putting a test on you. He's watching you. He's trying to determine whether or not he's going to pour out increased blessings upon you. He's waiting. He's watching. There's the test of favor. There's the test of responsibility. But third, there's the test of leadership. It's right there in verse 3. The Bible says, now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Watch how this just begins to roll. I mean, it just gathers momentum here. He finds favor. He's given responsibility. He's placed in exceptional leadership under the kingship of Darius. All of a sudden, God is putting into this man's hands the most unbelievable things one could ever imagine. God's watching.
time is gone for today. We'll continue with more of Dr. Wilton at this same time tomorrow. But before we get away, perhaps the most important thoughts from our pastor are next.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
The Lord has spoken to you through our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, here today on The Encouraging Word. Let us take the next steps with you. Let us pray you through what is going to be the opportunity to see God work in you bigger and better than ever before. We have some wonderful resources if you've just given your heart to Jesus Christ that Dr. Wilton has put aside. We want you to have. It's absolutely free. Maybe you've come home to God. Maybe you are rededicating your heart and your life to Him today. Give us a call. Let us put these resources in your hands. It's 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And you can connect with us online as well at tewonline.org. That's T-E-W for The Encouraging Word, online.org. And there, when you find that particular set of resources, you'll find one of those special resources from Ann Graham Lutz called Jesus in Me.
In the midst of life's changes and losses, we each need a friend, a confidant, someone who will come alongside us and share every step of our journey, someone who will listen to us, advocate for us, and comfort us, someone we can trust. This month, for your gift of support to The Encouraging Word, we will send you the inspiring book, Jesus in Me, by Ann Graham Lutz. In Jesus in Me, Lutz draws on biblical knowledge and personal stories, including her recent cancer diagnosis, to help us understand the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Call us at 866-899-9673 to request your copy of Jesus in Me today. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry, sharing God's truth around the world. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening today.
Oh, we'd love to put that in your hands. Give us a call now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We'd love to put one of those books in your hands, but we also have some wonderful resources, many of them absolutely free. If you'll give us a call, 866-899-9673, or meet us online at tewonline.org. Till next time, take care and God bless.
I have been watching The Encouraging Word for several months. I always learn something every week that I can apply to my life. After a recent program, I got down on my knees, confessed my sins, repented, and asked Jesus into my life. Thanks to God's grace and mercy, you showed me His love. I am a new Christian because of your efforts. I am grateful you led me to the Lord.